The college experience, villain of a Wildcats against the Baylor Bears on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use promo code MARCH30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code MARCH30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd's $8,000 March Madness contest is heating up. Don't forget to enter your picks and see all their free contests. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the NCAA tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, B-E-T-T-O-R, Edge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience. Villanova Wildcats against the Baylor Bears. Wow, the Sweet 16 style. Let's just get the Dundee music going. But first off, my name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking a dandy in the Sweet 16. So let's just get the Dundee music going, right? Why should you be excited? I'll tell you why you should be excited, because Jay Wright! Yes, Jay Wright and Villanova. They've won national championships. Everyone ruled them out. Colin Gillespie, their star point guard and best player on their team, perhaps out for the year just a few weeks ago. Everyone said there's no way Villanova can get it done. There's no way. But yet, boom, everyone was picking Winthrop. Villanova gets it done. Myself, I was picking North Texas to beat Nova. And I was wrong. Because Villanova looking great, rallying behind the great coach that is Jay Wright. And now they're in the Sweet 16. And in the Sweet 16, they are facing off against, well, Baylor, a team that everyone also started to fade because, oh, they lost a couple games towards the end of the year. Get out of here. This is the Baylor Bears. Scott Drew's not hearing any of that nonsense. They blew out both teams they played. They are getting it together. They are rallying. They're almost back to midseason form, led by Jared Butler, Macy Oteague, Davion Mitchell. Those three just kill it all across the board. They are ready for their first national championship run in college basketball history, as far as I know. I mean, this game's awesome though. It really is awesome. And kudos to Villanova. By the way, I should hit on my preseason pick to win the national championship was Villanova, but you know, that was back in November. So still alive. One of the 16 teams still alive and breathing, but this is when we're really going to find out if they're pretenders or not, because the Gillespie injury, gigantic. And now it's been Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who's just been killing it. Both games, he really led the way, getting about 16 points, 8 boards, and 1 steal per game. But even when you look at it against North Texas, 18 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, getting it done. You really got to pat him on the back and Jay Wright. But Robinson Earl kind of, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns. So, kudos to the Wildcats getting it done. Justin Moore has been a big reason. Jermaine Samuels as well. And also, by the way, I should hit on that, the Winthrop game too. In the Winthrop game, Robinson Earl, 22 points, 11 boards, 6 assists. So he's getting 6 assists a game in the NCAA tournament. 6, that's a forward, guys. That's a forward. 22 points, 11 boards, 6 assists in both games. Getting it done. And then obviously Moore and Samuels getting in double digits too. Even Caleb Daniels playing big for them. And same with Brian Antoine. He played big for him in the Winthrop game. Jay Wright, this is why you pay him the big bucks. Great coach, a big Jay Wright fan here, man. And he's just really proven that yet again, when the odds were stacked against him. So, they get it done. I will say you look at this thing and they're 5-3 against quad one teams. And a lot of that was with Gillespie. And they just averaged 9 turnovers a game, which is pretty darn good. But they got 19 assists on Sunday. Woo! 19 assists against North Texas, the Mean Green. That's impressive. North Texas had played good defense before too, so they really, really looked good against the Mean Green. They charted 15 overall in the Ken Palm rating through the Wildcats and. And let me just cue. Look, this is. I mean, you got to cue this up. But they are 9th in offense, 69th in defense. So defense is where they're really going to get tested. But I mean, come on, these Wildcats are wild because they are playing great basketball right now. And Baylor on the other side of things, Baylor charts at 4th overall, 3rd in offense, 35th in defense. So perhaps Villanova can exploit that defense. But I think anyone that watched the Baylor Wisconsin game, I thought they looked better against Wisconsin than they did against what was the first matchup again? It was Hartford, the Whalers. They took down both, but the Wisconsin game they looked really good. The way they were passing the rock, they looked unstoppable on offense. You felt bad for the Badgers defense. Butler, Teague, Mitchell. I mean, Matthew Mayer played big in the Wisconsin game, but other games it's been Flagler, Vital, Mark Vital. I mean, they just have a slew of players they can throw at you. Now, sure, they don't have a lot of height, but at the same time, when you have this great a guard play and you shoot this well from three, I mean, they have 4 guys that average over 40, that shoot over 40%. Actually, they actually have 6 on their roster, but really 4 guys that can light it up and shoot a ton of threes that are over 40%. Even the other ones like Maceo Teague's at 39.7%. I mean, so they their whole starting five basically is at 40%. That's incredible. That's incredible. Past 40% actually. Like really, if you had took an average of this, because Mitchell's hitting at 46%, Mayer's at like just about 42.5%. Butler's at 42. It's probably be closer to 43 or something, but man, they have been doing it and they've been really been doing it all year with the exception of when they got hit with COVID, they came back, they lost a couple games there, but, 4th overall, 3rd in offense, 35th in defense, and, love the coaching matchup here. Scott Drew. Now you could say, okay, well, Villanova's got the coaching advantage, but you got to think by how much, because Scott Drew's got to be one of the best. I know he doesn't have a championship yet, and perhaps this is his year, but it's got to be up there. So he's got to be at least top 10, right? Who am I kidding? Now Vegas opened this line at where are we at? It opened surprisingly, but Baylor minus 5.5. I thought that was a little short, but not surprised to see all the money come in on the Baylor Bears. You look at this and now it's up to 7 over at WinBet, 6.5, a few other places, but I've seen some 7s out there, but, I still think the play is to take Baylor. I still think, just Gillespie's gonna like, hey, you played Winthrop in North Texas and I locked up Nova against Winthrop and I hit, but I thought North Texas was going to give him hell. And they should. And what's compelling about that also is North Texas is coached by a Scott Drew former assistant. So similar style. So perhaps they do cater to the style of play that the Mean Green and Bears play. However, I just think at what point North Texas doesn't have this, they're athletic, but they don't have the same skill level as Baylor. At what point does the Gillespie thing really burn you? It's going to burn you at some point. You got to think that. Look, I had Villanova winning the national championship in November. When that injury happened, I was like, nope, that's not happening this year. I would be shocked if they won the national championship, but I'm already shocked during the Sweet 16, doing a great job. I just think this is where it catches them, right? This is where it finally adds up and you say, damn, we miss our point guard, right? I mean, this guy was getting 14 points, 5 assists, 3.5 boards, 1 steal a game. You're going to need that, let alone the free throw line. He was their best free throw shooter. I just got to think this is it. This is that game. Now, matchup wise, I think the real thing in this game, Robinson Earl's kind of been their guy. I hit on those stats with him out in this tournament. You know, the 6'9" sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. I would say the matchup, he is their best. He is just a clear cut advantage over, you know, Baylor's bigs. I'm assuming Baylor will match up. What? I'm assuming they're going to go Chwamba Chuachu or whatever, matching him up. I mean, that's just a bad matchup. If not, who you're going to throw one of your guards down there? I don't think so. I think it's got to be him. You might get a little bit of a Thamba. Low Thamba, 6'10" junior from Congo. But that's the matchup where I think Villanova's got to really exploit that. If they want a shot in this game, they're going to have to exploit that matchup and really figure a way, almost in a way, a different way, but similar. The way that Krutwig was used in the Loyola game. Now, obviously, Robinson Earl, he's getting 6 assists a game so far this tournament. So maybe continue what you're doing, but I also think they got to find some creative ways to make sure he's got the ball in his hands, because everything good has been happening in this tournament with Villanova with the ball in his hands. For Baylor, really, you just can't get killed too bad on the glass. And they've been a better rebounding team than Villanova this year, so I think they're going to have their shots. But Robinson Earl and Samuels, that's another thing. Jermaine Samuels played big too. Those guys have the ability to really own the glass against you. So they got to take care of that. Another thing is, I mean, Villanova is a much better free throw shooting team. So if this becomes a close game and there's fouls down the stretch, Villanova is a 77% free throw shooting team. Baylor just at 69, just about 70%. That edge goes to the Wildcats, whereas, but how about this? 42% for the team shooting from 3 for Baylor. Villanova just at 35%. I wonder if that could be a storyline here. Can they hit the 3? I just read an article. I want to say it was on CBS or something about how important the 3 ball has been in the NCAA tournament. And I think I agree with that assessment that they wrote up. The 3 ball has been a killer in this tournament. It's been a killer in all these tournaments, though. I mean, for a while now, the evolution of it. Sure, teams are better shooting now than they were, you know, 20 years ago or so. But I think the real play is you got to take Baylor minus the points. It pains me to say it, because I mean, I like Villanova, I like Jay Wright, but I just think this is where it's got to run out, right? I mean, they got to exploit. Who are they going to go with? Daniels? I mean, I know they used I can't even fucking pronounce his name again. RC Diacono or whatever. Diacono. Are they going to go him? Antoine played big in the Winthrop game, but you got to think Baylor's going to exploit that with their veteran guard play. I mean, I just think this is where it stops, man. This is where it stops, but would love to see the upset here. Great, compelling matchup between two great coaches. And look, as a guy that it's interesting, because Villanova was my preseason pick. Baylor was my NCAA tournament pick to win the NCAA tournament. So I think we got something going right there. I'm going to look good regardless, right? But yeah, I say lay the seven. There's 6.5 out there. Maybe you chart that. Maybe you go for that 6.5. But yeah, I'm going with the Bears to get it done. Watch, I really think Teague is going to have a big day. I think between Teague and then Davion Mitchell. Mitchell is the one to really highlight because Mitchell is going to be the guy holding the ball most of the time. Mitchell is going to really be the difference in the game. Butler will get his, but I think Mitchell going up. I wonder who they put. The matchups there. What do you think? Who's Justin Moore going to be guarding? They're not going to want him to get in foul trouble. Do they lock him up on a Mitchell on a and keep Butler to a lesser defender, or they put him on Butler and then who gets on Mitchell? There's too many options at Baylor. That's why I'm going to go with the Bears to get it done minus the points. I wonder hypothetically here. I wonder what point would I change and take Nova? I'll say this: if that's 7 now, I would probably flip over to Nova at 8.5. At 8.5, I think I go Nova. All right. But at 7, which and 6.5, which is out there right now, give me Nova to, I'm sorry, give me Baylor to take down Nova and get it done here. And the Bears will advance. So there you go. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years now. Yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-host. We break down every single game. We pick every game. Division I college basketball, college football. Yes, FCS football, Villanova fans, I got you covered. Baylor, we'll have you covered in the Dave Aranda, you know, getting things going off the ground, perhaps year two. Coming up in September, I think they open up at Texas State. That should be intriguing. And yeah, we got you covered for FCS football right now. Sam Houston State doing their things. Bunch of other schools playing ball. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Tell a friend. But yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, been over 500 picking every game for 4 years now. Way over 500 on our locks. Give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. It's updated daily. Come on. So look, those are free. We don't ask you for much here. All right. The only thing I want to ask you for is if you can get to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and say some nice things about us, please. Oftentimes sponsors say it's such a big deal when they're looking to invest in a podcast. They want to see fans engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So even if you left a comment before, get over there, do it again. I would certainly appreciate it. So please. And if you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that now? Right? Tag me at the Colby D. I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out some of his writing over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. A lot of great stuff. Give all of us a follow. Make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast as well on Twitter at DSGP Network. And don't forget the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. That is a ton of fun. Ton of fun. You can find handicapping advice from everything, from a dice game in an alley in Cleveland to a volleyball game in Rio de Janeiro. They'll have you covered in the Slack Sports Gambling Podcast channel. So get over there and do that. All right. This is the College Experience. I say take the Baylor Bears -7 against the Wildcats. All right. You better start thinking about
Missouri Tigers against the Oklahoma Sooners. March Madness College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.